October 15th, 2015 was a very confusing day for me. I got a call from the Havity Grace Police Department to come up, and it was something about my brother. And I was very confused. They wouldn't tell me anything over the phone. And I called home. I called my son. And he said, "Mom, come home. I'll take you up." He knew way before I did what was going on. He just did. I was very fortunate when, as the day unfolded, that he was there with me. And I was very fortunate that my brother Bobby left me a letter. And in this letter, he says, "I want no service of any kind." And I thought, damn it, Bobby, if it was that important to you, why didn't you stay? I'm madder than hell about that. And I wrapped my head around that. Like, do I really honor these wishes? And then I thought, Bobby's gone. It's us that we got to take care of now. And the us included his two sons, who were young men, 19 and 21 at the time. And I realized that with suicide carries such a burden for the people who are left behind and for the people who carry the burden of that depression. And in his letter, Bobby said, "I just couldn't carry it anymore." And I understood that. Depression runs in our family. But I also understood that the last thing we needed to do was be isolated in this. So I was going to throw a party. I wanted his sons to remember him the way I remembered Bobby. Full of life, funny, connected, big-hearted. And I knew if I called his friends, they'd come, and they did. Or they wanted to. So I was planning this, and I called my big brother, Andy. Well, just as I was furious at Bob's request for no party, Andy was furious at my request to have one. And he lashed into me. You know, grief does crazy things to you. Just when you need people the most, you push them away. And I said to him, "Andy, this isn't for Bobby. This is for us. This is for his sons." And the day came, and he, you know, and I said, "You know, you don't have to participate. I'm, at, you know, if you want to chip in some money," what I was looking for is, you know, I want to throw a spread, so chip in some money. You can't do it on a dime. You can't have a BYOB at a funeral. It just isn't right. We might be depressed, but damn it, we're social people. So Andy's got on board, very, you know, it took him a while. But he was really, really mad at Bobby. So mad at Bobby. Because you express it different ways. So the day of the party comes. And, or you might want to call it, you know, service. We were calling it the party. And the day of the party, Andy walks in. And we're getting ready to have, like, you know, let people share stories. So it was sort of like the idea is just come share a story for that we wouldn't otherwise know about Bobby, that his boys wouldn't otherwise know about Bobby. So Andy gets up really slowly out of this chair, and he comes walking over to where we're, you know, telling the stories, and we're getting ready to tell the stories. And he walks real slowly. And he says, "I know my sister is scared to death what I'm going to say about this." And I just looked at him and I said, "You're right." And what my brother Andy said was that some people die of cancer. Some people die of a stroke. Some people die of a heart attack. My brother Bobby died of depression. And that was the moment I knew we were going to be okay.